Welcome to the Uncomfortable Truth podcast, hosted by the rock star of consulting, Alan Weiss. Be prepared to have your beliefs challenged and your behaviors questioned.
Welcome back to the Uncomfortable Truth. Today's episode is called Skechers. Now, Skechers are shoes of a sort. They have infomercials on television. They appear all over social media. And while they make different kinds of shoes, the ones they're most promoting now are shoes that you can slip into without ever touching them. That is, you don't have to bend down, you don't have to sit down, you don't have to maneuver the shoes, you don't have to wiggle your foot back and forth. They have some kind of technology wherein if you stick your toes in first, which of course is the challenge, knowing your toes go in first, but if you stick your toes in first, your heel just slides right in after them. There's no messing around with the back rim. And so you can put on Skechers by just standing there and slipping them on. Now I want to know, is this what we've come to? Are we in a day and age where we're too lazy to bend down to put our shoes on, to use a shoehorn? Now I know there are people with disabilities, there are people with arthritis, there are people who are somehow incapacitated and they can't bend down to put their shoes on. I understand that. They are exempted and they are excluded here. But for the 98% of people who can, from youngsters to oldsters, is this really where the world is going? I mean, how lazy are we? We have remote control garage doors, for example. We've had them for a long time, but when I was younger, we had no problem getting the hell out of the car and lifting up the garage door and closing it again. What happens today? You pull up to your garage door opener, or your garage door, and what if your battery doesn't work in your remote, or many of these are built into the cars today, you push the button and for some reason it malfunctions and your garage door won't open, and on top of that it's raining. I'll tell you what you do probably. You take out your cell phone, you call inside, and you get your kids or spouse or significant other or whomever to come down and open the door for you. That's where we are today. TVs are remote, of course. We all know that, and that's an advantage, I guess. But so are fireplaces. You hit buttons to determine the strength of the artificial fire. Well, I guess it's a real fire, but not with logs. It's with gas or something. The strength of the fire in the fireplace. You can even put a timer in there so you can time how long it's on. Sort of takes the fun out of building a fire, don't you think? There are cars that self-park. Three of my cars will self-park. I've never used it once. It seems unnecessary because I learned to parallel park to get a driver's license back in New Jersey. Of course, that's not necessary these days. People stick the nose of their car in and go back and forth in a straight line as though that's going to somehow get them closer to the curb. A lot of people I see attempt to park need to get an Uber to take them from the car to the curb. I haven't used cruise control, which has been on cars for, I don't know what, 50 years, at least in about 30 years, because I find it boring and completely unnecessary. But it's there for people who want to risk their lives in traffic by setting a speed and staying on it. I especially admire those people who set their speed for about 40 and stay in the high-speed lane. Thank you from all of us. We have luggage today with wheels. We can't carry luggage anymore. We have to wheel it around. And in the airplanes, they give you instructions about where the wheel end goes. I like to think about where the wheel end goes. But all kinds of luggage have wheels today so that we don't have to pick them up. The Lincoln we once had, a Lincoln SUV, had a running board. For those of you who don't know this, a running board used to be a permanent fixture on a car below the door, where you would put your foot on it to get in and out of the car more easily, since it was lower than the surface of the seats, of the floors of the car. I think they're called running boards because they were, I believe, first installed in the 30s or so, and people actually ran to jump on some cars or jump off of them. I saw that happen when I was very young. I wasn't alive in the 30s, but take my word for it. But this Lincoln had a running board that came out automatically, so it was sleek and streamlined and aerodynamic. But when you stopped the vehicle, the running board came out to help you depart, or it was there to help you get on board when you hit the alarm. From the outside, the running board came out. The problem with this is that in inclement weather, ice would gather in the running board, which was stored underneath the car. And when the damn thing popped out, you would put your foot on it for ease and fall flat on your head. Not exactly a big advance there, I don't think. trainers help today with weights. Now, I can use all the help I can get when I work out, but I see trainers actually helping raising people's arms, boosting the weight up at first. I'm not talking about spotting weightlifters. I'm talking about people with 35 pounds of weight and the instructors helping them to raise it. I mean, do you really get credit for that? One of the biggest pains in the ass today is Siri. And I'm careful that I don't have it turned on here so the thing doesn't respond. You know, at least, hey, Google, you have to yell at. Siri seems to pop up when you least need it and intervene and interrupt what you're saying. And I might mention right now that on my streaming services on TV, when I hit the button and say in the microphone, oh, I don't know, find a constellation, the damn snide voice says to me, you must be very fond of constellation. I found 5 entries. Pick what you want. As though I'm disturbing her meal. I see people who on Thanksgiving try to cut a turkey with an electric knife. Now, I guess soon we'll have an automated remote knife that drops from the ceiling, has several speeds, and you give it voice instructions. Have you ever seen someone try to carve a turkey with an electric knife? It looks like the turkey has blown up. Turkeys and roast beef and things like that are meant to be hand-cut, but no, not in this day and age when we're too lazy to do it. And I have to admit that in our Bentley GTC, when you get in the car, the seatbelt is handed to you. This automatic, I'll call it an arm, comes from over your left shoulder if you're the driver, your right shoulder if you're the passenger, and holds the clip for the seatbelt for you. If you don't take the seatbelt in about 30 seconds, because you're trying to figure out, I don't know, Waze or the GPS, the car takes the seatbelt back again, upset that you didn't respond fast enough. In fact, on our Bentleys, we get notices on the dashboard, are you okay? Do you want to take a break? You've taken your hands off the wheel. I don't know, whatever. You seem to be drinking alcohol. Come on. We have robot vacuum cleaners. And we have robot grass mowers. Just zip around. We thought our vacuum cleaner escaped at one point. Our German Shepherd shakes and hair is all over the place. And the thing, I guess, absorbed all his hair. Kind of semi-asphyxiated, found a hiding ground under a big safe, and we never found it again until my son came about 6 months later to visit, looked for the vacuum cleaner, and found it hiding under the safe. Toilets do all kinds of things by themselves right now. I hate to bring this up. I mean, we have a Japanese toilet here that does things that, well, 9 of the things it does are illegal in several southern states. And it cleans itself and adjusted water pressure and it heats the seat. It does just about everything for you except certain very, very, well, you know what I mean. And so even here we've gotten lazy as can be. GPT, of course, ChatGPT will write your next newsletter. And I see consultants who have newsletters that are obviously written by ChatGPT. I'm sure it saves them a lot of time and a lot of mental work. They just happen to come off as pretentious and pompous and completely out of touch. You can now gamble on your smartphone. How about that? You don't have to go to a casino. And of course, they have virtual clerks to the virtual dealers today, even in casinos. But no, you can do this on your smartphone and you can go broke all the more quickly. You can get hot food delivered by any type, even if the restaurant doesn't deliver, Grubhub or somebody will. And again, I have to admit, mea culpa, my pool out here is run completely off my iPhone. I can adjust the heat. I can adjust the timing. I can adjust a whole lot of things from my iPhone, no matter where I am in the world. I mean, can you imagine this? And so back to Skechers, folks. If you want to be able to put on shoes without touching the shoes, I guess they're for you. But you know, they sort of remind me of the Elastibelt for men where you put on these pants and they simply expand it elastically to fit whatever waist size you would enlarge to. I gotta tell you, I don't think all this convenience is doing us any good. You know why? Because I see it applies to a lot of people mentally as well, who can't do math in their heads, who can't construct a sentence on their own. We're becoming a very, very complacent society. And as that Super Bowl ad said, somebody's got to come along one day to water the couch potatoes.
You've been listening to The Uncomfortable Truth with Alan Weiss. For free access to Alan's newsletters, audio and video resources, and for information about his global events and coaching communities, please visit alanweiss.com. Thanks for listening. Keep the faith.